Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Hey, Buzzaboo, Buzzaboo,
Buzzaboo,
Buzzaboo,
Buzzaboo, Buzzaboo, Buzzaboo,
Buzzaboo. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician. This has been with my professor. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Zimba.
Zimba. Hey, I want to tell you about LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. You can visit True Car for all your new and used car buying needs and download Pluto TV or all your favorite devices. So, yeah, we've been talking about this no sugar, no grain. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying, and Drew, you tell me.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a guy who here's about
hey guy
hey hi guy here's but you know what I was talking about on my show last week and I think maybe it's a good thing, which is this. I like to think of myself as a guy who says I'll take that flight, not have a drink or not have a beer. But if the person next to me is drinking a beer and they're kind of someone's offering me a beer, I get my resolute. I'm much less resolute. Like I'm much weaker. If they,
I think that's true of pretty much everybody.
Anything I can avoid desserts up the wazoo. I'm an expert at avoiding desserts. Sometimes you'll go out to eat and they'll go, "Oh, hey, it's your anniversary. Here's some tiramisu," and they'll drop it at the table and walk away.
Yeah.
Well, now we're gonna have an issue. I can not order it, no problem. But if you're going to drop it there, and I'm just going to stare at it, and I think every human being is wired that way. Smokers, they can go without smoking, but someone lights up next to
heroin.
The heroin. Well, it's all that way,
yeah,
right?
It is, yeah.
So I'm trying to go the no grain and the no starch and the no carbs. Right, but I live with people that are carboholics and
carb-infested. You have a carb-infested kitchen.
Well, not only are they carb infested, but they do a lot of grandstanding in the carb department. Like, it's like they'll be like, "Wait a minute, there's two Ziploc bags filled with two different kinds of pizza." Like, "Oh yeah, oh no, we got the pizza, and then we got the other pizza." And it's like they're literally just potatoes and pizza and pasta.
And you know, there's like a cauliflower crust pizza they could go halfway with you. Did you know that? No,
I know every. Well, listen, I know everything. I
they just won't do it.
I woke up the other day, I opened the refrigerator, and I was like, now this is getting comical at this point. I'll show you what I pulled out of my refrigerator so you can have a laugh about it. And I do.
You pulled that out of the refrigerator? How did it fit into the refrigerator?
Front and center.
Oh, my God. That looks like some sort of weird table setting for the wedding of on The Godfather.
Of the world's fattest person.
No, you know, the whole with all the people there, this is the layout at The Godfather wedding. This is the spread.
Explain what you see.
I see a huge Pyrex tray of, I
lasagna.
Guess that's lasagna.
It's good. No meat, though. It's just regular.
I see, I guess that's a, is that a soup or something? Or
no, that is mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes in a giant jug.
By the way, no one will finish any of this food, by the way. It will be in there. The pizza's been in there for a week and a half.
The first pizza is like giant slices of a cheese, of the extra large cheese pizza. So there's four slices of that. Next, another huge Pyrex of spaghetti noodles, not without any sauce, it seems like. Then the next pizza, which has even more slices, equally as big, seems to be some toppings on that pizza. Then a plastic tray, like something you'd cook in, of linguine.
And clam sauce.
Is that in clam sauce? Okay.
Yes.
And I literally, if you weighed all that, it would be about 12 pounds, right? I mean, like, it's a lot of, like, just that lasagna's got to be 3 pounds.
Well,
and the potatoes are a pound of potatoes. It's like crazy. This is the craziest thing. But it looks like something you'd set out for like a giant feast of many dozens of people coming to eat.
If this was a sitcom from the 80s and you had bet your roommate they couldn't go a week without eating carbs, you would put this in your fridge to win the bet. Because you know they'd open it up see the pizza and
no.
go.
The writers would go, "How did I call back? No one's going to believe this.
It's too much.
Too much. Over the top.
You're gilding the carb lily.
Just put the linguine and the pizza in there and that's enough. That's fine."
So
one of the pizzas, not both of them. No, no, too much.
I am curious,
the mashed potatoes, and what kind of cartoon world do people keep that much mashed potatoes?
I am curious, Drew.
Yeah.
I am pretty good at sticking to a plan, but it is hard when you open that door
in
and
a
you're
weird way.
With this.
In a weird way, except for somehow the lasagna seems to be something more inviting, but they had the decency to put foil on that. But the,
I never know what was in there. But, what is in that Pyrex trick? Could be horseshit. I don't know.
In a strange way, it's such an aggressive FU that you kind of go, okay, well, now I'm effing you back. I'm not going to eat this stuff. I'll show you.
You say it's an aggressive FU?
It's so aggressive. It's so
why
over
do you
the top.
Perceive it as aggressive?
Because it's insanity, the amount of five different seats. An Italian restaurant, there isn't that much carbohydrate.
But why do you think it's anything personal?
I don't, but it's so over the top. I would respond with passive aggression, like, I'll show you. I'm not going to eat any of this.
That's being passive aggressive?
Well, I guess it's sort of aggressive aggressive.
I'm being aggressive by not eating linguine?
I'm not, I'm saying that's what my motivation would work.
There is nothing attached to this cornucopia of carbs you're seeing in it other than I want this.
This is the comical horn of plenty. I get what you're saying.
You're saying it's being aggressive?
No. I'm saying the fact that there was this much food in the refrigerator is aggressive?
Yes.
You're asking if that's aggressive?
Yes.
It's aggressively turning away from what you've asked. It's over the top. Right? You've asked for low carbs, support me my carb thing.
I never said support me. I just said I can't eat that, and I do want to eat it, but I cannot eat it because I'm on a diet.
Maybe you ought to ask more directly, like, hey, would you guys please support me in this? Not have the novelty, over-the-top display of carbohydrates.
Okay. All right.
See if you can reduce the burden. It's amazing.
All right, but wait a minute.
Yeah?
Aren't I growing as a human being? Because I now walk past it.
Oh, that's good. And I don't feel angry. See, I'd feel angry if I walked past it.
You'd feel angry.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's, again, so opposite of what I've asked. But it would motivate me. It would motivate me in a weird way. That's just me. That's just my
to
own weird.
To be fair, if I said to Lynette, like, I can't eat the linguine, she'd go, not even the linguine? Like,
she, like, doesn't understand?
I don't know. She kind of understands, but not really as it pertains to the carb thing.
Huh.
Like, she'll go, well, how many
hours with Vinny?
Only a couple afternoons. But I'm saying, she'll go, like, well, we'll have some toast, though. And I'll go like, I can't have toast. And she'll go, but you can have toast.
Can you airlift Vinny back in? Can you like drop him from have him rappel down from a helicopter?
It is a weird thing because it is the exact opposite of everything I've screamed about, which is I can't eat this stuff. But I don't really want them eating as much of it either.
I know. That used to be your motivation. You gave that one up a while ago.
Right.
Hey, let me talk about TrueCar. That's right. Let's TrueCar, you know, use cars. And new cars, right? Used cars with a TrueCar certified dealer network, nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. So new or used, you can rely on TrueCar. And in doing so, you will enjoy real pricing on actual inventory. So you see the scatter, you see what others pay, you know you're getting a good deal before buying, and you know you've locked in a price for an actual vehicle on a TrueCar certified dealer's lot. And you have a simpler buying experience overall. You'll also have a faster buying experience when you connect with that TrueCar certified dealer because, again, it's actual inventory on the dealer's lot. And you know it's a good true price. The true price includes everything, fees and accessories. And the TrueCar price is set competitively by TrueCar certified dealers because they want your business. So when you're ready to buy new or used, check out TrueCar. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right, let's see. Thinks he has an addiction to porn.
Yeah, let's talk to Tyler.
I think it's made me stronger, Drew.
Porn has?
Mm-hmm.
Or the pasta?
No, the carb,
pasta.
The avalanche of carb. I now can walk past it.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
No longer tempted.
That means you're sort of in kind of that protein ketotic zone, too.
The problem is on a Saturday night, if you have a few drinks and you come back from a party and that pizza's sitting there and it's like midnight.
I know.
Oh, man, I want to hit that.
So what time do you have drinks Saturday night?
I made it Saturday because you were there.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, you're here.
I figured. Tyler. Mm-hmm.
Tyler, 29,
yeah.
Rancho Palos Verdes.
We hear you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was doing 10 things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my real question is about porn addiction and kind of what I could do about it.
Okay.
You know, I've been consistently watching porn since I was like 11. You know, I'm a product of the internet. And lately, I went through a really bad breakup, and I just can't stop watching it, basically. Probably like 4 or 5 times a day easily.
Watching or actually masturbating to it?
It's not a little of both. It's always masturbating.
Okay. And thank you for that. And thank you, Sweet Spirit. And
Drew, ask me. Remember that Woody Allen joke, like, when's the last time you had sex?
Yeah.
See, what's the day? When's? Wait. Oh, it's Monday? 7 years. That's basically what we just did with masturbating.
Yes, go the other direction.
Right.
And have you had trouble controlling it in the past?
Yeah.
How long has this particular episode been going for?
This episode has been going on for about 3 months now.
So it sounds like you still upset over the breakup?
Yeah, I'm dealing with it.
Right. And so this is sort of a way of managing feelings, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, it always, it's like a trigger when I think about the ex.
Right. So you're not dealing with it, right? You're using this as a means of sort of self-soothing or trying to regulate your emotions. What if you were to just stop?
I get really anxious.
Right. And so that could be withdrawal. Some people actually experience a real withdrawal syndrome.
Well, what do you mean just stop?
Well, hang on. So that's the question. Can he just stop?
Well, what's just stop mean?
Stop entirely. Hang on. I know you'll talk about cutting down, but you stop entirely and then see what emerges. And that's the real problem, is whatever the feelings are that emerge when he stops, right? And he's saying now he experiences anxiety. That may be the real thing. I suspect it's more withdrawal than the actual problem underneath. But you can't really deal with those problems, like the grief of losing the relationship or whatever else is troubling you, without stopping, unfortunately. It's like taking an opiate. It just continues to mask the problem, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's definitely masking it, because, like, I'm even having a problem, like, you know, talking to girls when I go out and stuff, and it's like a cycle.
So, and Adam, you can give your pitch for cutting down. Go ahead, because that's okay. I don't object to that pitch.
Pitch for cutting down. I also give my pitch for how long are you looking at the porn?
I probably can get my number down to like under 20 minutes.
So it's an hour a day plus.
That was one of my favorite Dawson scenarios. Remember we gave him if you couldn't watch porn. What was the scenario, Gary? But it was one of those things. I always love it when you say to someone, like, what would you rather do? Give up steak for a lifetime or give up watching sports for a lifetime? And they go, neither. I understand that. Now, can we get back to the thing I said to you 18 seconds fucking ago so that we could answer the question? Who are those? I'm in love with the hypothetical denier. You know, we have the climate change deniers. It's the hypothetical deniers. I love those fucking guys where you go, would you rather be blind or deaf? And they go, neither. Okay. Well, this is
done.
That
moves us forward.
I was looking for a partner for my morning show. You just passed the test, my friend. What was that? I think we did one with...
To the best of my knowledge, it was like there was a time limit, and if you looked at porn twice within that limit, then you had an imposed like 8-hour blackout where your computer wouldn't let you.
Yeah, it was like I was trying to work out this app or something that if you watched porn for more than 20 minutes, it would shut down and you'd be shut down for 8 hours.
That's a good idea.
So you had to kind of get your session in and be quick about it. Otherwise, it would then be shut down. I think when I posed that one to Dawson, I said, how long and then how many hours would it be shut down? And he's like, never and none. Like, okay.
That's good.
That's what I'm looking for. By the way, I'm not coming to your house to enforce this new policy. I don't know if you think there's some gray area there. But here's what I would say, Tyler.
Mm.
You ready?
I'm here.
Let's see if we can go from 4 times a day to 2 times a day, okay? And let's see if those 2 sessions can be kept under 20 minutes of browsing and perusing the internet.
Set an egg timer.
Set an egg timer. You get 2, okay, and you get a hard out, pardon the pun, 20 minutes in, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the people you ask hypothetical questions of aren't familiar with the word hypothetical.
Maybe the word question confuses them.
The question?
I don't know. But Tyler, here's the deal. If you cannot stop, there are 12-step organizations. There's SA, SLA. And SLA sounds like your zone, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. You can go online. They're probably online meetings because I know people have a very great deal of shame about these things. But just check out SA, SLA online. Read about it. It definitely will be helpful to you to go to 12-step meetings. And if you're still unable to do it with the attempts on your own and then 12-step, there are lots of treatment out there. I know where you are, so I would say check out the centerforhealthysex.com. Centerforhealthysex.com.
All right. I'll tell you, Gary will get us caught up on the Inconvenient Truth or Inconvenient Truth video.
We got to remind everybody. So we were talking about Al Gore yesterday, and about what he predicted and how far his predictions were from today. And I was saying the UN predictions are irresponsible. These people are so-called scientists working for the government, making dire predictions. And weren't we supposed to be underwater already anyway? And so we'll get into that.
But Drew.
Yeah.
I'm not defending Al Gore, but.
You're back to no smoking?
I'm just back to people going, well, if I can get people get out of their SUV and get into public transportation, then it's worth the lie.
It may be. So that's your. I would argue though that for Al Gore or whatever, but if for somebody calling themselves a scientist, they have a certain standard and ethics that they have to live up to. I would say it's a violation.
All right. Well, let me tell you about LifeLock. Strong cybersecurity has layers of protection spread across computers, networks, and programs, and relies not only on technology but also on making smart choices. Keep your software updated and stay informed on cyber safety. Consumers also need cybersecurity to help protect their digital lives in today's connected world. It just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see on your own. It's 2018, people. We need protection. We need LifeLock. Am I right, Drew?
Yes. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. So go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with your annual enrollment. That is promo code Adam. Terms apply.
All right, friends.
I want to do the Al Gore stuff. Can we do that?
Gore, sorry.
Yeah. Tell us, Gary, what you have here.
Right. So what we have here is a few years ago, Al Gore released a sequel to An Inconvenient Truth. I believe it was called An Inconvenient Truth, Truth to Power. And this is a clip from that film where he's describing the controversial portion of the first film where he showed a graphic of starting with Florida, but then he expanded to other cities, of water levels rising and how much of what is now land would be covered in water.
And he was predicting that by like 2020. Like
he was saying within 10 years, so that would have been 2016. And he was also saying that it was based upon the idea of Greenland rather breaking up and losing all of its ice and thus water.
He was sounding the alarm because by 2016 Los Angeles would be underwater. Then,
well, I'm speaking truth to power. True. Are you speaking truth to power?
I only speak truth to power.
Okay,
that's all I know how to do, man. I don't know you, man. When you don't.
The article that I'm reading specifically cites he showed Florida, San Francisco, the Netherlands, Beijing, Shanghai, Calcutta, and Manhattan. And this particular video that we're watching from the second film, he highlights
Manhattan. I'm laughing because poor Al Gore has to sit around and go, please, could a tsunami hit California so I could be right? Like, he literally has to sit around and wish apocalyptic conditions. Look, I know how human beings are. No one wants to be fucking wrong, right? Like, there's a weird thing that, like, if you go, mark my words, there's going to be a major terrorist event in Los Angeles in the next 18 months. Mark my words. And you just say it and say it and say it. At a certain point, as a human being, you're like, could we just fucking put one plane into one fucking building, please? Like, he literally has to sit around and hope for biblical-like disasters, right?
Yeah, I would urge people to make predictions only based on a set of circumstances for which the outcome begs no alternative.
Do you think Al Gore sees, like, a Category 5 hurricane hit somewhere and goes like, oh, God, yeah, thank Christ.
I told him. Remember, I made the typhus.
Well, he has to. It's human,
I made
right?
the typhus like, prediction, that... but here's the about the typhus prediction.
Oh, yeah,
I made.
You're praying for typhus.
No, I knew. I had no doubt it would happen. There was never a single doubt in my mind because I know the conditions
but
were
But you're
mad.
Still typhus so, Larry. All right, here we go.
10 years ago, Larry. When the movie An Inconvenient Truth came out, the single most criticized scene in that movie.
Hold on. Was an quickly Al Gore up on stage in a predominantly black audience. Continue. Oh no! Wait a minute. Just white people. Sorry. Just rich whitey. Sorry. Go ahead. People don't have problems.
Was an animated scene showing that the combination of sea level rise and storm surge would put the ocean water.
Hold on. Now we include storm surge. The combination of sea level rising and storm surge. Was storm surge mentioned in the first series?
That's a hard no.
Okay. Right. So he's now adding storm surge into his defense. All right. Well, that's a no.
Into the 9/11 memorial site, which was then under construction. And people said, that's ridiculous. What a terrible exaggeration.
Which it was.
Oh, there it is.
There is a wake-up call here, and that is climate change and our vulnerability to it.
Okay.
It was true 10 years ago. It was true 5 years ago. It is undeniable today.
So Andrew Cuomo, by the way, was talking about the storm, not the height of the water.
But Drew,
the severity of the storm is what he was talking about.
Brother, you got to listen to the music.
All right. Yeah, the music brings it home. You're right.
All right. You see water cascading down a stairwell, and then you hear that music?
Yeah.
That means that dude's right.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Al Gore sitting around with his fingers crossed with his four-leaf clover, like, please, catastrophic. Something catastrophic. Please have a fucking iceberg break off and crush somebody.
So misleading, the combination of rising waters and storm surge. It's so insulting.
Yeah, well, because if you have a storm surge, then you have a storm surge.
Then everything's going underwater.
Everything's going underwater. Yeah. That's how storm surges.
That's what a storm surge is.
Right.
It's an excessive level that you don't otherwise anticipate caused by the storm.
You know what caused your orbital socket to shatter? It's a combination of you breathing and me punching you in the face.
Oh, but me breathing is a very significant. And having a heartbeat. Me
that's
breathing.
What starts.
Having a heartbeat.
And then I sock you in the face.
And I have to have a skull, to be fair.
It's a combination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right. Want to hop to the phones here? Talk to Venice Beach and John. Yeah. John, 32, Venice Beach.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, man.
Hey, quick, I was listening to your show last week, just real quick before my question. You mentioned MacArthur Park, and it made me think, is there a worse example of an actor trying his hand at music than Richard Harris doing MacArthur Park?
You, my friend, your seed shall not find any purchase with this podcaster. I fucking love that song. I love that song because of the arrangement. There are many guys who have no business singing, like John Travolta has released records and such and so forth. MacArthur Park kicks ass. Everyone uses it as an example of one of the worst song ever. It's one of the best songs ever.
Richard Harris was a singer.
Yeah, he was in like Camelot, stuff like that. I mean, what? I'm not gay.
I love Camelot. How dare
so,
you?
So, Rich, John, it gets on everyone's list of like worst songs ever. It has been on lists of like worst songs ever, but it's not a good example of the worst song. Maneater's the worst song
can we hear
ever.
Take a couple seconds of it.
Someone left the cake out in the rain. Yeah. I don't think that I can take it because it took so long. And then it starts kicking ass. That song kicks ass. So sorry, John, but go ahead.
That's all right. I actually like the song. I just like his arrangement. But anyway, so question, you know, I have a couple of friends now that are in their 30s. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, they'll be in their 40s when this song ends. It goes. Oh, what an arrangement.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl.
All right, bring it down to a low roar and we'll let... So you have a couple of friends.
Dumbledore singing.
But don't have it go
explain
away.
Explain that to your kids.
So it would be obvious to me if I didn't even know their background that they're like severe trauma survivors. But they don't want to seek help. And I just see their lives getting worse and worse over the years. Therapy is just like off limits whenever I try to bring it up. And it's getting really frustrating, and I just kind of wish I could help. So, you know,
well, have you explained, explained that, you know, trauma, you know, leaves its residual on our bodies? It affects how we make decisions and reenact things that are, you know, similar to the original trauma. And that there now are very painless ways of treating it, that they don't have to relive the trauma, revivify it. All they focus on is sort of the wiring and regulation of the brain. And that's...
Yeah.
And so they don't... The reason they don't do it is that they believe they've, quote, dealt with it, and they fear revivification.
Right. So I've tried to explain that in a non-judgmental way, and get shut down. I even tried to do it sort of clever, like, hey, I was listening to this old show, Loveline. Yeah, it's free online. There's lots of really cool stuff there. You should give it a listen. And nothing.
Yeah. Right. Well, then just move on.
Yeah, you can't force people to get treatment, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. All right, well. You look for opportunities to point it out and to, you know, to show the patterns and you know, use a lot of wonderment, like, huh, what's that? I wonder what that is. I wonder why you keep doing that. And then they'll tell you.
I think Drew's wonderment angle all the time.
Wonderment is good.
Just curious why you're such a loser.
No, I'm telling you, people, use it. Try it.
All right, try the wonderment thing and then move on with your life, John. Because most people are disappointing and they're sacks and they don't change and they don't care. And you just... you to really realize that they're just not going to do anything except for disappoint you, and you can make that period go on for another decade, or you can just kind of figure it out. Oh, I love this song.
Here's something you can do.
All right, we'll bring
it down.
You
can download Pluto TV right now. It's the leading streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. They never even ask you to sign up to watch for free. You just download their app and boom, it's all there on your phone or wherever you watch TV. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies just for free. And they never pay. Never pay for TV again. If you download Pluto TV, do it now. Go to the App Store. Just find the Pluto TV app. Download it and pow, you'll have hundreds of channels, thousands of movies right there, right on your phone. You can also download Pluto TV for free on all your other favorite devices right now, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. Download that Pluto TV. Again, there's a new channel. It's Chassis Channel, now available on 501, which is the Corolla Chassis Group. And check that out. If for no other reason, check out Pluto TV, check out Chassis. I'm telling you, you'll be enthused by Pluto TV. It is the future, man. Check it out.
All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the stuff you need, and go to CorollaDrinks.com and have a little endless rant. Say hi to Lynette over there. She's doing a bang-up job running that business. Check out Life Reboot. Check out Life Reboot every Wednesday, podcast one, for whatever or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Drew, what do you got?
I got me and Amber Rose on the Dr. Drew podcast, also Dr. Rupinski Instagram, and we do Instagram lives there, the live TV stuff. Very cool. And you come up on the screen with me. We answer questions just like the old Loveline days. Check out the Family of Pods and the Opium series, the Opiate History on DrDrew.com.
And get that podcast one app. Good for what else? Until next time, Adam Carolla, the Dr. Drew is saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand, Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassy, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.